Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Gift of Gab radio show on 103.7 FM The Beat. And today we are actually pre-recording, so we're not taking live calls, but do feel free to comment on Facebook or call in and just give a general comment. You're always welcome to do that or email us. So today it is October 31st and it's Halloween, and I have a very appropriate topic, I think, a very appropriate set of guests from Volunteer for Dental. And I always want to say Volunteer for Dental Care, but it's Volunteer for Dental, right, Suzanne?
Well, yes, we rebranded okay. last year.
Oh, so it was care.
It was actually Muskegon Volunteer for Dental Care, which okay. was way too long.
Okay.
So we rebranded to Volunteer for Dental.
Okay, great. So our guests today are Suzanne Tanis, who is, what is your title with the program?
Program Coordinator.
Okay, great. And we also have a recipient, one of the many recipient of the services, and that is Miss Kelly Levelston. And what did you say your tagline is? The little lady with the big voice? Is that what it is?
Yes, that would be me.
Okay, good.
I am Miss Kelly Levelston. I am the little ladies with the big voice, Muskegon's very own.
All right. Welcome. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
And so we want to let people know about this program, because I, for one, I'm trying to think how I came across it. I think there were little flyers kind of all over that I was seeing at libraries and posted on bulletin boards, and I was like, what is this program? Is it really where you volunteer for dental? Yes, it literally is. And so Suzanne, just give us an overview
sure.
of where you guys are located and maybe how you got started, and then how regular folks can come in and participate.
Sure. So our office is located in the Access Health Building, and we're over on Ransom Street.
Okay.
And we have been there the whole time the program's been around.
Right downtown, right?
Right downtown. Yes. So if you know where Bethany Church is,
yes.
we're just a block over from Bethany Church.
Okay.
And our program started actually in around 2011 as a dental pilot.
Okay.
And basically we modeled it after a program that was in Battle Creek, Michigan called the Dentist Partnership.
Okay.
And it was a very successful program that gave people free dental services in exchange for volunteer work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the dentist that provided the work volunteered as well. And two of our founders thought that that was a wonderful way to help people in the community, and so they brought it to Muskegon and met with healthcare leaders so that we could strategize and figure out how to make this happen. And we have three partners through the pilot study, and that was Access Health. They provided some members. They provide low-income people. They provide a health benefit, and they didn't have a dental benefit at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they provided some members. Jackie Lindrup, who was the oral health coordinator at Public Health mm-hmm. Muskegon for 13 years, she managed the pilot from the health department. And then the Muskegon District Dental Society provided the dentist to do the volunteering for the dental services.
Now, I have to say, okay, so in a nutshell, I just want to make sure, because whoever's just tuning in, this is a program where if you qualify, income-based, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you qualify, basically you can get cleanings, fillings, cavities, all kinds of things done, and all you have to do is volunteer. Be approved. I mean, I know there's steps, but I'm just trying to go in a nutshell.
Sure.
You know, be approved through your office
yes.
and agency to get this work done just for volunteering. And so it's such a win-win-win-win-win situation.
It is in so many levels, on so
yes.
many levels. For the people who are participating, for the volunteer organizations who receive volunteers
yes.
that they so desperately need, and for the community in general.
Because we need to clarify that not everyone has dental insurance. And so, you know, when people get a toothache or just need a cleaning done, if you don't have insurance, that can be very costly. And I think I kind of grew up a little sheltered where I just assumed everybody had, you know, you need to go to the dentist. Okay, mom and dad take you to the dentist. And it's just not so for everybody.
For sure.
So I love that this is help with that. This provides help with that. It's a resource.
Yes.
And so, and like I said, Halloween, lots of candy flowing around. And so we are not going to be right. the ones to say, don't eat candy. But don't be surprised if you have a little toothache after today. So how long, I want to know, maybe between the person being interested and actually getting in the chair, like what kind of process is that? Like, do you have to get all your hours in before seeing the dentist?
Okay, so let me back up just a couple steps okay. and tell you how people can qualify.
Okay.
So you know about the program, call our office, we'll screen you over the phone.
And let's give that number real quick.
It's 231-766-7129.
Great, okay.
And to qualify, you have to be a Muskegon or Oceana County resident.
Okay.
Not have dental insurance, and then be 250% of poverty or less, and I can help you figure that out okay. pretty quickly over the phone. That's household income. And then if you qualify, we set you up to attend an oral health education class where you'll get some foundational information mm-hmm. about how to care for your teeth, especially after Halloween candy.
Yes.
And then we'll fill out a health form and get you started with some volunteering.
Okay.
And so usually to get started, people have to do 4 volunteer hours to get an initial exam and x-rays,
okay.
or 8 volunteer hours to have a simple extraction of a tooth or a filling. And
you can pick, the person, the client, the patient can pick where they go, they just need to have it approved by you, right?
Correct. So we have about 30 organizations that we partner with, okay. and we have a whole list, including the contacts. So you can look through the list, figure out where your gifts lie mm-hmm. and where they would best be served in the community. And then you can set that up with that organization and get started.
Okay.
And it really is quite easy to get going. It's just a matter of, you know, making sure that, you know, you find a good fit for your schedule and for the gifts that you have.
Okay.
And so some people come to us with their volunteer work already completed, like they have their first 4 hours in when they come to class even. Or some people are already volunteering in the community, like Kelly. She's kind of a lifelong volunteer, mm-hmm. and so it's
great.
Easy for her,
okay.
you know, to continue. I think when we met, Kelly was volunteering at Sacred Suds.
Yeah. I've been a volunteer in the community for about 6 or 7 consecutive years now.
Okay.
And it's just something that it's a personal thing for myself, not just because, you know, I'm trying to get volunteer hours, but it's something that you give into yourself. And, you know, the community needs one another. We're always talking about building the community,
yes.
but who's going to build it? Who's going to do it? And it's not
always about need to get paid.
It's not about pay. It's not all the time. Not everything in life is about a money value. Sometimes when I volunteer, it's about getting out of my life and helping somebody else.
Yes, yes.
So and that's something that we need to do because we're so concerned with our 4 and no more.
Yes.
And so if we're about our need to help the community.
Yes.
You know, and volunteering takes care of me and mine, and actually the people that you volunteer for, they're grateful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They need the help. Sometimes it helps you. There's a lot of people that's disability, that's disabled. Mm-hmm. When they can actually get outside of the box and do something for somebody else, they see their self-worth, not just their sickness.
And isn't it amazing how many people think they have nothing to contribute? You know, well, what can I do? I can't, you know, like you said, I may not be able-bodied, or I may just, oh, I have too much going on or whatever, but everybody can give a little something.
Just a little something.
Yeah.
And then with this program, giving is giving and receiving.
Okay.
It's paying it forward, you know. And then just because you're less doesn't mean that you're less. This such respect. And that's the difference. You see the type of respect that you get from the dentist and their assistants. And you, they don't know that you're part of the even they do know, but that's how they treat you. The person that's come next to the office, they may be a customer, they may not. You don't know. Yeah. It's just a mutual respect that goes on with this program. And so just because you don't have the money to have a beautiful smile doesn't mean that you still can't have one.
So how long have you been part of this program, Kelly?
I have been a part of this program for about close to 2 to 3 years now.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. I love this program. It's changed my life. Just to different things and meet different people. And I was volunteering before I started the program. It works as much as you want it to work. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? If somebody's offering you something, why won't you receive it?
I think it's so valuable to have an actual person who's going through the program, because it's one thing when you have somebody tell you about something, but it's another thing when you have somebody experiencing it.
Experience it all the time. I'm trying to encourage others to experience
right,
it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't just take my word for it. Try it. And if you, well, you know, we're women. We're men. And when we smile, tell what's going on the inside.
Yes.
And how are you feeling? And I remember a time when I didn't have my smile. Mm. And how it made me feel. And when I talked, if I laughed, I would cover my mouth. I've seen so many beautiful people cover their mouth. They don't have that chance,
the confidence
right. to show that beautiful smile.
Right.
So with this program, it's not taking away from you, it's adding to you.
I have another friend who is a client right now in the program, and I wish we were live because he was going to call in and he was going to, you know, kind of give his little testimony. But he is just so, like you, Kelly, he's sold all the way out on this program because
yes.
he knows the value. You all know the value of, you know, your smile and just feeling better, because when your mouth isn't right
and you're not feeling it, it shows. And you know, your smile has to do with confidence,
yes.
about how you feel about yourself. And when a person, what's the first thing that they really see?
They
see that beautiful smile. Yeah. And with gives you an opportunity of not just feeling like you have to, but you know what? I worked for this. I earned this. I helped somebody else that's helped me. And the dentist and the people that's respectful. And that's
yes.
really important, getting that respect about yourself. Because if I'm already doing that, I don't want to come somewhere where you feel bad,
exactly.
you know? And so they don't do that. They give you the utmost of respect. This is my personal experience with the people. And it's one time, it's been every time, and it's been for myself, it's been for years.
That is wonderful.
So,
I would like to know, Suzanne, was it difficult, or maybe it wasn't, getting dentists on board to give their services?
It's not that difficult. We have
about 20.
Yeah, I think
that's a lot.
I think we're above 25 now, and so. Yeah.
Participating
dentists.
From here to Grand Haven or just here?
So we have one dentist in Ottawa County in Grand Haven. The rest are in Muskegon County. We have, two in Oceana County and one in Fremont.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think which county that is. But anyways, so, and we have five specialists, one periodontist, two oral surgeons, and three endodontists. So we are really fortunate, yes.
Wow.
And the dentists, they get to choose how they volunteer. So they love our program for a number of reasons. Number one, they do it during their workday, so
mm-hmm.
it's not taking time out, you know, at another time.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their office where they're comfortable with their equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They choose how often they're going to volunteer, and they receive a lot of gratitude from our clients. I hear that all the time, not just on their end of year surveys, but also on their when I talk to them face to face. You know, they're telling me how thankful our clients are to them.
And
so.
Probably the dentists are, I'm assuming, feel really good knowing that your office has done all the legwork.
Correct.
You know, you all have checked and made sure everybody's got everything in order, and all they have to do is just, you know, because time is money, and I'm sure, you know, they want to be efficient.
Yeah.
And that says something about you and your office and your program, that this is something that, because people are not going to participate in things that are, you know,
disorganized.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, shady, but they're professional. Sure. So everything that's going on is strictly professional. There's nothing shady. There's nothing. Because people are skeptical of what is in it for me, or what get it out of it. I mean, let's be real. But if what are you expecting out of it? What you're going to get out of it? You know? That's important, because these are professional dentists. These are people who spend their time to go through as a profession to do this. So one thing about it is be on time.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? It's just rules and regulations to everything. And if you know I'm giving to you, you're giving to me. Let's do one another. Let's on time, mm-hmm. because these are professionals that could produce money, and they're not adding to this. You know, it's a lot of things in life you need to help yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to make one step.
And you don't want maybe a negative experience with a client through the program to have a dentist be like, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, so.
Well, absolutely. That's so true. And so, you know, we really do try to make sure we're all on the same page. And we have a 2% no-show rate on appointments, and across the board in the United States at dental offices, it's 15%. And so, yeah, people, once they get on board and buy in, they want to be at the dentist. They want these dental appointments. Yes. So,
and they have, quote unquote, worked for it.
So absolutely.
They volunteered for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, I was going to say, I recently attended the Dental Association dinner. That was with Dr. Mayberry, Dr. Melody.
Yes.
And they said you were supposed to be there, but you had something come up. And
yes.
So I did miss you. But I attended because Dr. Mayberry came on my show also. She's
fantastic. She is wonderful.
And so during the program, they mentioned this program, Volunteer for Dental. And somebody got up. One of the dentists got up, and he said, I just want to say that this is a wonderful program. I participate in it. And they even had, like, how many of you all in the audience? And it was all dentists in there. I felt very funny being in there. But they said, how many of you all participate? And I was so surprised. There were so many. And they, one or two of them got up and they said, I love this program and the clients. Just what you guys said. They're respectful. And I would encourage you, they were telling the other dentist, I would encourage you, if you're not part of it, be a part of it. It's very rewarding. And and I just thought, wow, she's not even here to hear all this. And so it's not like somebody was saying it, you know, so they could impress you or whatever. You weren't even there. And here they were. And I just thought that was so cool.
That's awesome.
Well.
And then I remember the banquet a couple of years ago, the luncheon. That was such a feel-good event. I was all choked up. I was like, wow. You know, and to hear people who, like what you were saying, Kelly, like, you know, if you don't feel good about yourself and your smile, you know, sometimes we spontaneously smile. And like you said, if you feel like you have to cover it or what have you, that can really do a number on your self-esteem.
It does. It does. It's your life. It's your heart. It what makes you feel is you.
Yes.
And it's expensive. Dentistry is very expensive, and if you don't have the money or the means, you know what, if you have a body, about it, you know, you want to get help, and there's help out there for you, you know. For my Bible says, you make one step, make a step, and this is the step, and the first step is just a phone call.
And a lot of people feel like, I think that it's not a priority, like, in their lives, like, well, to the dentist, I feel fine, my teeth are fine, but you really don't know.
You
really don't. Health, that's right.
We don't know what's going on, so it's just best to get in there and get that clean.
Dentists
can
discover it. I think dentists could discover way before you can, maybe, in some instances.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're getting exams, because recently they gave, an oral exam cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
screaming, right.
That's going on for oral in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so much goes on with your mouth and your smile that has your heart and your lungs,
yes,
and everything
and it
else.
Into
all
your
connects.
Brain. Like
correct.
If you have gum disease, that can affect your brain.
And what happens when you can't eat?
So, yeah.
We are so fortunate to have the wonderful dentists in our program that we have, and we couldn't have the program without them.
Yes.
Bottom line,
correct.
They're phenomenal. So,
thank you.
Thank you all.
Yes, exactly. And a big thank you to the Muskegon District Dental Society. They have supported us throughout our whole existence,
thank you.
Which has been. Yeah.
She is so grateful. I love that. Because
yeah,
she knows,
for sure.
You know what it's done for you.
I know what it's done for me, and I've seen what it's done for others. The program is in situation, but it's also helping the charities throughout the community, volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Like the red places and the places that need people to volunteer, that need our community to work. We need one another. You know?
And yeah, let me just expand on that and mm-hmm. say that there's very few people that can't volunteer in our program. I have people who are on oxygen and walk with a walker who volunteer.
Wow.
And so in to expand on that even, let me tell you that in Michigan we have what's called Healthy Kids Dental. Okay. So all children have dental insurance pretty much throughout the state.
Okay.
So our program helps adults. And 51% of our program participants are 60 or older. Many people are on disability. And we also serve the ALICE population, which is the Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed population. And so we, work with adults all across the board. You know, some people who are working full time, mm-hmm. some people who have more time, but maybe are limited physically. And we have places like the Salvation Army mm-hmm. that they'll work with just about anyone and find something that they can do to help and use their gifts and their abilities in some way.
So you were talking about children being insured.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when you and I first talked about this a couple of years ago, you know, having college-age sons myself, that is, I would think, a pocket of population, you know, that age after 18 and maybe, you know, I know a lot of young people don't have any kind of insurance.
Yes.
Correct.
They may not have any insurance. So I would think that this would be so key for that age group as well, the young adults.
So, correct. Now, I will tell you that we have very few people in that age bracket mm-hmm. in the program. And so I've been the coordinator for almost 5 years now, mm-hmm. and you do start to see patterns. And this is just me giving my opinion. My opinion is that at that age, it doesn't seem like a priority.
Right.
So that would be my guess as to why we don't have more younger people, because we have advertised, you know, at the colleges. And, we're certainly open to that. I've had a few college students come through, but not a lot. So certainly we'll take more. If you're in college and you don't have dental insurance, call us.
Did
happy to help.
Tell me that you, Suzanne, have a bit of a background with dentistry or with the dental field?
Yes, so I'm a dental hygienist.
Really?
Yep, I've been a dental hygienist for 29 years.
Okay.
And I worked in private practice for just over 23 years, mm-hmm. and then, became the coordinator and work in public health now. So.
Did you say 29 years?
Yes.
You certainly don't look like, does she, Kelly? She doesn't look old enough to have been in.
Teresa, you're my new best friend.
So this was a natural, this is a natural thing for you to
actually it is
to I be in this, to work in
for
this.
Sure. And my favorite part of dental hygiene was, you know, I loved the clinical portion, the cleaning of the teeth, but actually the teaching is what I really love, and doing the research and finding out what is the evidence-based you know, research that we should be using now to help people get healthier and avoid future problems with their teeth.
Prevention,
you got it.
Prevention is like the key.
Amen.
Like just flossing and, you know, brushing every day. Well, it's brushing twice a day. So I want to remind listeners who may just be tuning in that you are listening to The Gift of Gab, and our guests today are from Volunteer for Dental, and this is a wonderful program, and if, in effect, if you qualify, if you meet the guidelines, then and if you come to a dental class and learn about the program and do X amount of volunteer hours, you will get services, and the services, the dental services, include tooth removal, fillings, exams, x-rays, cleanings, gum disease treatment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I didn't know that you had specialists when you said that earlier. So, I mean, this is a very serious program, that people who are serious about your dental health. And so, and again, we're not taking calls because we're not live today. This is pre-recorded. But I do want to let you all know to please, if you're interested in this program, to call 231-766-7129 or go online. Their website is volunteerdental.org. And there's so much information on that website.
Yes.
The income guidelines and... And I love the testimonials that you all have posted on the website.
Those are so important. So important. And yes, and our website, again, we were rebranded last year. And we had a grant that paid for a new website and a new logo. Okay. And Fine Line Creative helped us with our with all of that. And they, you know, are helping us maintain the website. And yeah, it's really great. So check it out.
I'm glad that you just mentioned that was one of my next questions. You just mentioned the grant. Tell us what kind of funding makes this program possible.
Yes. So we have three sources of funding. The first is in-kind, the second is grants, and the third is individual giving. So the in-kind mostly comes from Access Health. Again, we couldn't do what we do without them either. They provide an office to our program, okay. Telephones, utilities, office machines, and they
and again give us that address on Ransom.
It's 1200 Ransom Street. Okay. Yes, and then our grants are many and varied. We have a wonderful grant writer, and basically we work as a team. Three or four of us work as a team to, you know, get the grants written to all different foundations and organizations. Currently, we're super proud of the fact that we do have senior millage funding. And so for our to support our clients 60 and older, and that has allowed us to do a limited number of denture cases.
Okay.
So that's been fantastic. And basically what happens is the millage pays for the lab fees,
okay.
And the dentists still do the work for free. So that's what makes it very affordable, and we're still able to do that. And then also we received United Way of the Lakeshore funding this year.
Oh, great. And so that's new, huh?
Yeah, it's new, yes. And so,
new
money. Yeah, really proud
Thank
of that.
Thank you.
United Way.
Yes, exactly. And we've, you know, we've gotten grants from so many great places. I couldn't name them all, but, you know, recently our Conic Foundation, and we've had a Michigan Dental Association Foundation grant, $10,000 a year for 5 years. And that's been amazing. Yeah, so we have been really fortunate. The Muskegon District Dental Society Foundation, not only do they give their, you know, volunteer dentists to us, but they also give us some funding every year. So super generous.
So you all, are you kind of a skeleton crew over there at Volunteer for Dental?
So a little bit. So I do the day-to-day, and Jackie Lindrup, who was the oral health coordinator at Muskegon Public Health, she is our director, and she works part-time. But I mean, we email daily, we talk at least weekly, You know, so she works a lot more than probably what she would like to at this point. But we couldn't do it without her.
Thank you, Jackie.
I know. And then your grant writer.
And our grant writer who lives in Grand Rapids. And so we work mostly via email. We used to meet a lot more years ago, but now she knows the program so well that we don't really have to meet quite nearly as much. But we're friends, too, so we do stuff outside of Volunteer for Dental.
So she contracted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. And actually, we're all contractors. Oh. So the big news right now is that Volunteer for Dental is now a legal entity. So we have been under a program, under a fiduciary since our existence. And just in the last few months, mm-hmm. we are legal and we've just applied for our 501c3 nonprofit status with the IRS. So we're waiting to hear back about that. And we now have a board of directors, and Kelly is one of our board of direct on our board of directors.
Kelly, mm-hmm. good deal. You're natural too.
Yes, she is.
Like, oh, that's wonderful, Kelly.
Yeah. So that's exciting, a next step for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you need from the community? What do you, you know?
Participation.
Getting the word out. Yes. You had said earlier that sometimes it's a challenge to get the word out because you don't know. We have a lot of nonprofits in Muskegon.
Yes, we do.
There's a lot. Right. But this is so unique. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing. I've noticed with some nonprofits the overlap of services, whereas this, I don't see a whole lot of people doing this, or anybody else doing this, really.
No, really, we are the only dental program in Muskegon or Oceana County. And, you know, you have to go south to Ottawa to, you know, go to Love in Action or the Holland Free Clinic, which are great programs as well, but they're not in Muskegon County.
Correct.
And so, we're the only dental program, the only other option for people without dental insurance, which works for people, is to go on a sliding fee scale at one of the federally qualified health centers. So Hackley Community Care, Muskegon Family Care.
This is really a blessing to have this in Muskegon County.
Yes,
so
it is.
Please take advantage. Please learn about it. If even if you're not sure if it's for you, just learn about it, because I feel like somebody that you know can benefit from this.
Agreed. And I think word of mouth is one of our best ways, you know, that this gets, you know, out to people. Mm-hmm. And certainly we're always trying to get our pamphlets, you know, into every organization and church and, you know, everywhere.
I think you said you go to different health fairs and
we
set
do
up a, you know, booths. Table or
we do. Set up booths and we give demonstrations and tell you about your teeth and tell you different ways of some of the drinks that you're drinking, like what you're putting into your body, the type of sugars and intakes and different things that you don't really know. It is one of the things that has been very appropriate.
Yes, we have this great tool called the Rethink Your Drink Display, and it has a lot of popular drinks on it, the actual drink, so Coca-Cola, juice uh-huh. boxes, energy drink, a sports drink, and then next to it is how much sugar in the actual sugar in a little clear container.
You would be surprised at how much sugar is actually in just a 12-ounce or just a fruit box or just a Gatorade, which you think is just the healthiest, but it really contains this much sugar and what you're putting into your body. And so knowledge is a really big key is what your body is going to get out. Yeah. And so in health, it's very important. All of us nowadays, because there's so many things that's going on with foods and different things, you need to know what's happening in your body is actually kind of the reason for what's going on.
Yes. So you said knowledge. Earlier, Kelly, preventive action.
Prevention, and seeing your dentist, you know, all the dentists in our practice are really nice.
They probably know you, don't they?
If they don't, they will.
That's
y'all
right.
Y'all might have to make her a little spokesperson.
It's that actually works. You know, it's a lot of people that say, you know, because I wouldn't put my hair with something that I truly don't believe in.
Right.
You know, because it's who I am. It's what I believe, and I don't come out all the time endorsing anything. But it works for the community. It works for yourself. I mean, it's a win-win situation, and it's paying it forward. you know.
Okay, are we going to do the jingle? Are she going to do the jingle? Or we don't have to do it, but we can say that Kelly is working on a jingle for the program. Kelly is a singer, right?
Aren't you? I am the little voice, and I do volunteer dental. We're going to sing you. Volunteers, help someone, help yourself. Volunteers for dental, it can change your life for just a little bit of time. Help to bring back your smile.
That is beautiful.
Love it.
I love it. Oh, I'm sure you're excited.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. What an awesome voice.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Okay. So anything else? Anything that you guys would like to leave with the listeners today just about the program? Or what would you like to say?
Yeah, so I think anyone can participate in this program. And if I had to share something, it would be maybe some of the things that people share with me on their end of year surveys.
Okay.
So they talk about, you know, what they learn in the class. And, you know, I had a man recently tell me, you know, that he quit popping candy and he lost 25 pounds and his mouth is healthier and he feels better. And you know, we might not have been the one thing that you know, they heard. We might have been like the fifth or the sixth time he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as long as we keep giving those messages,
yes,
eventually
planting
it gets through.
Planting the seeds.
Yep. And being that message. You know, I hear from a lot of people, especially the older people, that this program got me back out in the community.
Correct.
And helped me, you know, live life again, make new friends. One individual in particular shared how it changed her life because she has a lot of mental health issues.
Okay.
And she was pretty much homebound.
Okay.
And once she realized she had to get out and do some volunteer work, she started realizing she could get out and feel good about herself, and people respected her, and it changed her life. And I hear that over and over again from people. So it's not just the dental.
Right,
honestly,
right.
I mean, the services are important, but the volunteering is really making a difference in people's lives.
Well, whoever came up with the concept, I know you said in Kalamazoo they started this, but whoever started, I mean,
so,
it just makes sense.
Well, it does. And so, yeah, so let me just give a shout out to Dr. Connie Verhagen, who is a pediatric dentist at West Coast Pediatric Dentistry in Muskegon.
I got to sit with her at the dinner.
Oh, that's right.
Great.
Okay,
she was
good.
Lovely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is. And Jackie Lindrup and Jeff
Thank
Fortenbacher
you.
Of Access Health,
yes.
And Cheryl Snyder of Access
Thank
Health,
you.
Who's a nurse there. She helped start the program. So many more. Also, Michelle Buchanan, Dr. Michelle Matheson, you know, so many other people, you know, helped, but they were the core,
mm-hmm.
I think, that got the ball rolling. So thank you to all
thank
of them.
You.
I feel like the foundation of this program is caring.
Mm.
It's
yes.
simply caring, because these people did not have to
exactly
do this. They, I mean, you know, it's, I feel like dentistry is, or any kind of health field, if you're a practitioner, it's pretty lucrative. You don't have to do any
exactly.
volunteering. And they're volunteering.
They're volunteering.
Their services, their time.
You're volunteering.
Their professional expertise.
Correct.
Because they, bottom line, care about people who don't have access.
Absolutely.
Bottom line. And all these little things are working together, you know,
right.
in tandem to make it possible so that people can participate. So please participate. Come on out and see what it's about. Attend a class. See if you qualify. And I just don't see why not. I mean, if we didn't have a program
right.
like this, people would be lamenting and, oh gosh, I wish we had something. And
right,
like,
do something.
Right here,
you know one thing about it. If you want something different and you want a different result, you have to do something
yes.
different.
Yes.
And if that's the thing that when you're doing something different and it's making a change, you see the change.
Yes.
And if you want change in your life, sometimes that's what you have to do, change yourself. So it's a win-win situation, and just try it.
And Suzanne, it must be so rewarding for you.
It is. I feel so fortunate that I sometimes still can't believe that I have this job. It's amazing. It really is. And I get to work with beautiful people like Kelly every day. And I get to meet new people every day. And I get to help people.
And it's in your wheelhouse. I mean,
it
you
is.
Didn't have to, when you got this job, you were already in the dental field.
Right.
And
right.
So this was such a natural for you. And
yes, absolutely.
You can talk the language to the professionals.
Yes.
And then you can, you know, talk to the regular Joe folks. And
yeah.
So that must feel really good.
It does. It does. It's great. I feel like, you know, this has been such a blessing for the community. But, you know, selfishly, it's been a blessing for my life, too.
Yes.
And
so.
Mine, too.
Well, so you all have been listening to The Gift of Gab on 103.7 The Beat, and we have just heard about all about Volunteer for Dental, and I'm just so grateful that you all came out and talked to us about this, and I look forward to just staying in touch with you all and seeing how this program is going to grow, because I truly believe as word gets out, I mean, it's still kind of a fledgling program. I mean, it's been
sure.
a few years.
We're still growing.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're still
and
growing.
And I mean, now with the nonprofit status and
right.
and we're just going to call forth the money in.
That's right. That's right.
Keep this program going.
And we need you. We need
so
you.
Much
right.
good. It's just doing. And you college age or young adults out there who do not have coverage, check into this program. There's no
for
reason
sure.
why. It's not a seniors only program. It is for all adults.
Absolutely.
Right? 18
right.
and older, right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
So come on out. Some of I know I've heard of people who maybe work in factories or work at temp agencies, and they don't have dental
yes.
insurance.
Well, there's a lot of people that are middle age, 40 to 45 to 50, so never expected illness to happen to their family, and unexpected
yes.
things happen, to, or you lose your job.
Yes,
that doesn't
exactly.
stop your ailment from hurting or your health hurting you, but you have something to help.
You got to get that coverage.
You got to get coverage,
get
and
that.
It's actually covered.
Yes.
The rest of the people are not thinking about.
Yes.
Are not thinking
so
about.
It's an option.
You know, it's an option. And it's a really big option unless you try.
So, again, take advantage. Take
advantage.
Go online. Again, volunteerdental.org. And the number is 231-766-7129. And thank you again, ladies.
Thank you,
thank
Teresa.
You
appreciate
us.
It.
Thank you for listening, Muskegon and beyond, because we know that we are heard way beyond West Michigan. And it has been my honor to be your host today. And please tune in next week on The Gift of Gab.